All right. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
My name's Craig Maladra. I'm one of the aldermen from the 5th Ward. It's my turn to chair the committee of the whole meeting. I was debating with Mary and Jean about if I should stall until the mayor shows up, but I think we'll get started. Let the record show that all the aldermen are present, save for Alderman Vogelsberg and Dan Tino. Item number 2, consider the consent agenda. There is only one item on the consent agenda. Could I have a motion to?
So moved.
Second.
Holy God, I heard Marks as the second and Cummings as the motion. Oh, Alderman Hill has made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Who's coming in? Nope. All right. Moving on. We get to administer the oath of office for police officer tonight. Jim Stalen. Come on up. You sure you want to do this?
Sure. Positive. Wait, this or the police officer thing?
Police officer. Both. If you can't do this.
Well, Mayor Burns isn't here to pick on me, so I was expecting some banter from Mayor Burns tonight.
I've got my banter scripted.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I don't. So you want to start? You want to tell us about yourself?
I grew up here in Geneva, went to middle school, high school here, graduated from the high school here, and then I worked for the city as a fireman part-time for about 3 years.
That explains why they're here.
And then on the ambulance for about another 3 years, decided that I still wanted to, decided I still wanted to get into law enforcement. That was kind of what I wanted to do when I was in high school.
Not because the fire guys said they didn't want you anymore?
No, don't tell anyone.
Okay. All right.
So I guess to backtrack a little bit, I started college for law enforcement. Decided I just kind of wanted to start working, fell into the fire department and went with that for a while, and then decided I still wanted to be a police officer, so tested a lot, got hired by NIU about 10 months ago, and then when I got the offer to come back to Geneva, I just couldn't pass it up, so here I am.
Cool. We're lucky. We're lucky that you stuck with it. Do you have people here with you?
I do.
Yeah, for you guys. I didn't notice.
My wife, Amber, and then my stepmom and dad and my brother over here.
Nice to have you. Where'd Lynn go?
Right there.
You ready?
All right.
Does he want his wife?
Raise your right hand.
Official otherwise.
Let me just give you a hypothetical. If an elected official were to drive without his license, would that be an issue?
Yes, sir.
Plus, I forgot my glasses. I have cheat sheets here. I trust Chairman Maladra appropriately grilled you regarding your history at Geneva and all the good stuff?
I made him tell us.
Oh, and your favorite teacher during your tenure at Geneva High School?
Your brother, of course.
I knew the
I told him to tune in. What did you get in this class?
Oh, man. I didn't say I did well in it.
I know what you got in this class.
But he was my favorite teacher.
Is it seriously?
I really enjoyed him, actually. He was a great teacher.
Yeah. So you can diagram sentences well.
I told you, I didn't do very good in the class.
Well, then. Who was the principal during your tenure?
Oh.
Is that Collins?
I don't...
Fantozzi.
Was it Fantozzi?
Fantozzi.
I see you had a lot of respect for the administration. And did you go to prom?
No, I didn't, actually. I know.
Why not?
I don't know. Just didn't have the confidence I do now, I suppose.
The chairman asked, would I let you take my daughters? The answer? The cameras are rolling. Now, has your wife been introduced?
Yes.
Good, good. And I know you're expecting?
Yes, I am.
Very excited. In October, correct?
November.
November. Yeah. Well, she is. Yeah, thanks for clarifying. So happy First Mother's Day. Very exciting. Do you know what gender?
No, we're going to be surprised.
Do you have names picked out?
We have some ideas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they?
Don't ask me. Micah, possibly, for a boy.
Micah?
And Mackenzie for a girl, and then there's some other ones. Those are.
What about Mexen?
I like that, too.
That would be good. Hell, you could be a sergeant come December. That would be awesome. So, clearly you robbed Roy Orbison's closet. Do you always wear black? Does anybody know who Roy Orbison is?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Burgess, good God. What's the history behind Mr. Burgess? Do you know it?
I just learned that he was a police officer here. I know he worked for the fire department for a long time as a part-timer.
No question.
I got nothing.
Isn't that something? He's faster than he looks.
You've left me speechless here.
Yes, he did. Did he tell you what he did?
Chase somebody out of a country club pool or something along those lines.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. You.
It was a foot race until about the sixth hole. And then Craig caught me, and I had to go down and spend some time in the big house. That was exciting. That's a true story, actually.
I believe you.
So what do the bros think and the stepdad think? It's pretty cool, man.
I think so.
So you are now officially... No, you're still not the youngest, though. That punk from 2005, where is he? Is he here? Chris was reading here? How's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
I've heard good things about you so far.
Good.
I understand you took one of our citizens on a ride-along. You probably shouldn't let him shoot the gun, though, because that's...
He said he was okay with it.
I'm sure he did. As long as you're aiming towards St. Charles, that's all good. So who inspired you to be a cop?
Specifically who inspired
yeah.
me? You know, I'd have to say it was a combination of probably Officer Yates and Sergeant
kidding.
Wolf. When I took the police insights class when I was a senior in high school, yeah. and they were a couple of guys who headed it up, and they had a lasting impression on me.
No kidding. Are they here tonight?
That's awesome.
That is awesome, isn't it? I can't see.
Okay, there. Yeah. And Sergeant Robar, too. I remember.
Sergeant Robar,
Sergeant
sure.
Robar, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. That was what made me want to do this. So.
That's really cool.
10 years later, here I am.
And you're being, obviously, broadcast worldwide.
I know.
So I'm sure those high school classmates of yours thinking, what the? Is this your 10th year?
Yeah.
High school reunion.
Yeah.
Dude, man, you are working that night.
So you're not going... That's going to be awkward.
That's going to be very awkward. Well, at least you won't have to bust your prom date because he didn't go.
True.
Wow. So what's your message to the kids out there who are clearly watching?
Watch out. Stay in school.
I'm waiting 10 years to say that.
I'm just playing, of course.
Of course. Are you on duty tomorrow for the cool ride to school with me?
Sure.
No, you're not. I don't know who is. What other message for us, man? It's good kid comes home and does even gooder. Right?
Yes.
That's what Mr. Burns would say.
Look what happened. Look what could happen to you.
That's awesome, man.
Take it as you want.
What's your ultimate dream, besides a healthy boy or girl?
Just a long career, move up the ranks.
I want Nash's job. What? Are you a Packers fan?
No, I don't really. I don't really watch football. I shouldn't have said that.
I like the show. Dancing with the Stars?
Is that more of course.
Your, is that more your gig? Is it?
I have to watch because there's no way I could actually dance. So.
You wanted to wait for this.
I know. What was I thinking? I love the pain. What can I say?
It's good living, man. So your classmates from high school, what are they up to? Are they obviously, have they sent you notes on your Facebook and stuff? And
I don't know. I don't really follow a whole lot of them. Sean Edmondson, he's probably the only guy.
Oh, sure,
guy
yeah,
that,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's probably the only guy that I stay in contact with, and he's a detective out in Arlington Heights right now.
So. Oh, is he really?
Yeah. I know, shocking.
Wow. I got to call Mayor Mulder tomorrow. That's cool, man. Well, we're very proud of you. It's very exciting.
You. I'm excited to be back here.
Yeah, I bet you are. So what shift are you taking now?
Well, I'm on field training, so I'll be moving around. I guess Sunday I start nights. So
you do?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So will you be on nights at graduation for the 27th when the high school graduates?
All right, I will.
Sweet revenge, huh, baby? Wow. I have Fantosi's home number if you want.
I'm okay.
Okay. You ever spend any time in the dean's office?
Never. No, actually, I don't think I have.
Dude, we can do a background check in like 5 minutes.
Actually, did I? I don't remember.
We're very proud of you. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. I'm
do you know what police officer you become in the long line of fine and blue?
Do I know what police
what
officer?
What number?
Oh, number 116.
116?
Yeah.
So your badge will be? What number badge will you have?
116. I don't think it has a number on it, though.
No numbers on the badge?
Yes, to earn it.
Oh. 116. That's pretty cool. That's what you got on your SAT, right? Talk about ironic. Very cool, man. Very cool. Thank you for allowing me. I'm sorry I was late. So.
Oh, I'm just glad I was able to talk to you.
Tavia, cops are quick. Congratulations. Welcome aboard. We're very proud
Thank you,
of
sir.
You. You going out
that.
To dinner tonight?
I'm probably going to go home and go to bed. I don't know. Are we going out to dinner? See, I defer everything this way.
Smart man.
You got to learn sometime.
Now, you're living in Sycamore, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice town.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful town. Well, we're glad. Be safe, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Are you done?
Okay, I'm finished. Sure? I'm finished. Life is good. He doesn't look anything like he did in high school. It's amazing.
But he's still on.
No comment.
All right.
I got it now.
Yeah, you.
Okay, you're going to do these?
No, all yours, buddy.
I got to do these. Yeah. Okay. Next item, item B, proclamation honoring the first century of Geneva City Hall. I don't have this memorized, so I'm going to read. Proclamation celebrating the first century of Geneva City Hall, Geneva, Illinois. Whereas on May 19th, 2012, the municipal building known as Geneva City Hall will celebrate its 100th anniversary after its original construction in 1912. And I bored them already. And whereas for the past 100 years, the city of Geneva has been a good steward of the City Hall building, retaining many of its original architectural features while incorporating changes in departments, personnel, technology, and energy conservation. And whereas City Hall continues to welcome the public with weekly council, committee, and advisory board meetings in City Council chambers, which are open to the public. And whereas a time capsule containing various items of interest to the City of Geneva was placed in the southeast corner of this structure as it was being constructed in 1912 and opened in 2012 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the construction of the building. And whereas the opening of this time capsule finds Geneva to be a rich and healthy city, and whereas it is now appropriate to rededicate the building and create a new time capsule with mementos of life in Geneva to give future generations a sense of what Geneva was like in 2012, and whereas the new time capsule shall be placed in the cornerstone and should be opened in 2112, now therefore be it resolved that this City Council recognizes the significant governance and community history of City Hall that has taken place during its past 100 years that are rich in monumental milestones and look eagerly forward to the future for this city. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the great city seal of the City of Geneva, Illinois, to be affixed this 14th day of May, 2012.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the council so proclaim.
Second.
Second by Alderman Flanagan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay. I have to sneak a proclamation in that's not on the agenda. It's a day late and a dollar short. It's a proclamation for Police Week, May 13th through 19th of 2012. Do I need a motion for this? I could. Do I have to read it first? Okay. Who writes these things? Whereas the Congress and President of the United States have designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which May 15th falls as National Police Week. And whereas the members of the law enforcement agency of the City of Geneva play an essential role in safeguarding the rights and freedoms of the City of Geneva, and whereas it is important that all citizens know and understand the duties, responsibilities, hazards, and sacrifices of their law enforcement agency, and that members of our law enforcement agency recognize their duty to serve the people by safeguarding life and property, by protecting them against violence and disorder, and by protecting the innocent against deception and the weak against oppression. And whereas the men and women of the law enforcement agency of the City of Geneva unceasingly provide a vital public service, now therefore, I, Kevin Burns, Mayor of the City of Geneva, call upon all citizens of the City of Geneva and upon all patriotic, civic, and educational organizations to observe the week of May 13 to 19, 2012 as Police Week with appropriate ceremonies and observances in which all of our people may join in commemorating law enforcement officers, past and present, who by their faithful and loyal devotion to their responsibilities have rendered a dedicated service to their communities and, in so doing, have established for themselves an enviable and enduring reputation for preserving the rights and security of all citizens. I further call upon all citizens of the City of Geneva to observe May 15th, 2012, as Police Officers Memorial Day, in honor of those law enforcement officers who, through their courageous deeds, have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their community or have become disabled in the performance of duty, and let us recognize and pay respect to the survivors of our fallen heroes. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Geneva to be affixed this 14th day of May, 2012. Could I have...
Mr. Chairman, I move that the City Council proudly so proclaim.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. Do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Marks. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay, we're going to defer item C. It's the mayor's announcement until the mayor returns. Moving on to item D, Chamber of Commerce Sidewalk Plaque Program.
Thank you.
Are you guys playing musical chairs?
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, Mr. Stanton and I had been talking, and we realized that there are many people who contribute to this community and deserve permanent recognition. We honor buildings with plaques, but we fail to recognize the human resources in a permanent environment. We explored several ideas, and it seemed like this granite plaque idea might work. It would be visible and easy to maintain. We still have some details to work out, but the plaques could honor people who are active today and perhaps some names from the past, maybe Mr. Harrington or Saul Simon. I'm sure a name comes to mind when we mention this. These people are the heart of Geneva, and they really need their name in stone, so to speak. We have a sample here of what it might look like. As I say, there are some details, and we're open to some suggestions. But we've talked to some city departments. We met with Mary McKittrick and Dean Dinges, and we've talked to other people who like the idea as well. I'm sure you're wondering how this would be funded, and Mr. Stanton's the expert on that, so I'm going to turn that over to him.
This is going to be an ongoing recognition program. It'll be for individuals, not necessarily residents or business owners, who have dedicated themselves in contributing to the well-being of Geneva. The recognition program will be self-funded, so it'll be at no cost to the taxpayers. We'll request quotes for the amount of work that'll have to be done on the sidewalks. When the city goes to bid every year for their sidewalk repair, Dan has offered to put this quote in with that package, so we'll end up using the same company that the city uses. So we'll make sure it's somebody that's been vetted through the Public Works Department. We'll know they'll have insurance. We know there won't be any conflict, scheduling conflict, so we're not doing work when they're supposed to be doing work somewhere else. By using the same company, it would help quite a bit. So there'll be no cost to the city at all. They won't be doing any scheduling for us. The only work from the city, like I said, will be sending out to bid when they send their own out. We're not quite sure how the funding will go, but it'll be a self-funding program. It'll be either handled through the chamber or we'll set up an organization, to be able to handle it. People donate for individuals to have their name on there. When a site is located, we'll send it to the city for approval. Talking with Dan and Pam, we realized with the work being done on the east side of Geneva, we wouldn't put anything there right now for the time being. It would just have to be moved. So whenever we do schedule one, we'll send it by the city and get approval on the location. We also understand from time to time when repairs are done on the sidewalks that it may be necessary to relocate these plaques if for some reason the sidewalk has to be repaired, or if construction or development's being done on a block and it has to be moved. Like Gene said, there's a lot of points that we haven't nailed down yet. We don't have the committee yet who's going to approve what people can go on there, how the application process will work, how many will be done per year. We want to get by this first hurdle first.
Alderman Flanagan, have a question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you know what areas? Do you have any idea as to what area these plaques will be put in the sidewalks?
It's something that's being discussed, whether we want to take one particular area, say the block along, in front of City Hall, and put them, every sidewalk square. Some of us prefer that the plaque be put in an area that would be in accordance to who it's being put there for. If we did it for James and Charity Harrington, we might do it at the site of the Harrington or right across the street where the old boulder was there. If we if at some point we did it for Chaudines, we'd probably want it at Dotson Place. If Saul Simon, or Michael's mom, we were going to do one, it would probably be at the Little Traveler. If we were going to do the Ellsworth family, we'd probably want to do it by Milrace Inn. So a particular location can be requested, and then we'll send it to the city. Not so much to the city, to Dan Dinges, to make sure that the location isn't in conflict of something else that's going to be done.
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much. Okay, so we'll return to item C, contributions to the 2012 time capsule. Carla? Dick, is Carla here?
Nope.
Hi. So the mayor tells me you know something about this.
About?
Carla is very humble. Yeah, Carla has been leading the staff effort, if you will.
Yes.
To make certain that Saturday, May 19th, is a special event, special occasion, an historic occasion for all who have or do call Geneva home. We had a meeting this morning, in fact. You will most likely remember that in an email correspondence to the community, we had invited the community to submit ideas for inclusion into the time capsule. It so happens that virtually every idea was something that was already covered that we were doing. So we're just pretty much sticking with the program that which we are submitting and placing in truly reflects the ideas from the community. Mm-hmm. So in a positive sense, I guess we're all thinking alike. But with respect to the day's festivities and celebrations, Carla and your team, if you want to introduce them, have been doing an extraordinary job. And the weather is up to, of course, Mary McKittrick.
Yes.
But already ordered. Excellent.
Well, the forecast looks pretty good for Saturday. We have 82 and partly cloudy right now, so it looks pretty good. And let's see, we have Gene Frenari and Mary McKittrick, and Dick Unch is on our committee, as well as Dustin Schultze, Jim Forney, Ellen DeVita, Jamie Heflin, and am I missing anyone from the staff side? That's our staff committee focusing on the planning efforts for the upcoming centennial celebration, which is this Saturday, starting off at 9 a.m. And the mayor will be presenting the items for the 1912 time capsule and then also the items for the 2012 time capsule, which will be opened in 2112, hopefully, if the building is still here. And also on that day, we'll have a presentation by the American Legion Color Guard, the Geneva High School Marching Band. And then after those events have taken place on this side of the building, we will be rededicating City Hall to Chuck Lencioni, our former building commissioner. And to his great service to our city and specifically to this building. He loved this building. He was a great steward of this building. And we feel that it's certainly appropriate that he be honored in that rededication. After the rededication, we will have a community photograph. So everyone that's present on that day, we're going to have a bucket truck on the opposite side and a photographer that will be taking everyone who comes out's photograph on the East Lawn. And that photograph will be going in the 2012 time capsule. So we're excited to be able to document the people that come for our celebration on Saturday. Following that, we'll be having tours of this building. So we have several aldermen that are going to be taking place as volunteers on the tours, as well as some HBC members and some community members that have volunteered to participate in giving tours for the day. So we hope that you will join us on Saturday.
To add one thing, just as a little surprise for the community, first 100 participants in the tours will receive a commemorative coin specially made for this event, and one of those coins will be placed into the time capsule as well. So the first 100 adult participants that come through the building on the tour will receive a coin as well. Very special memento of the occasion. So.
And also I should mention on the tour we'll be having a slideshow presentation in this room specifically of some of the photographs of the building over the years, which will include some of the submissions that we've received from members of the community as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry for the surprise.
That's okay.
You ad-libbed well. Improvised well. As long as you're up here, we'll move on to item E, presentation of 2012 Historic Preservation Commission awards.
Thank you, Alderman Maladra, Mayor Burns, and the remainder of the aldermen. Thank you very much. I have the opportunity to present to you the 2012 Historic Preservation Awards. Let's see here. Okay. This year's awards program was juried by three preservation professionals from outside of Geneva. We had Jean Follett, who has been serving as the interim director of Landmarks Illinois until just last week. Ying Liu, she's a city planner in Naperville who focuses on their preservation commission, and Russell Colby, who's the city planner for the city of St. Charles, who also focuses on preservation there. They looked at HPC projects that were reviewed in 2010 and 2011, nominated projects, and then the jury, which was a new thing this year, they also looked at exterior rehabilitation projects that were completed on older buildings that are outside of the historic district. This year's Preservation Awards celebration is part of our annual celebration for Historic Preservation Month, as well as the centennial celebration. We wanted to have it in May as part of National Preservation Month. And the awards recognize the efforts and best achievements on historic and older properties in Geneva, and that it is important to identify and appreciate the hard work of the citizens of Geneva that they do on historic and older properties. So, with that said, I'm going to jump right into the awards. Our first project, this award goes to Ernie and Sheila Mahappy of Sound Energy, Inc. Their architect was Tom Bassadilli, the contractor was Tad Hemming, and Steve Patzer was the mason that worked on the project. The project included extensive exterior and interior rehabilitation of the historic structure, as well as an addition at the rear of the property. The exterior work included rebuilding the south wall and replacing the weeping mortar. What's also important to point out with this house is that not only was their work extensive on the exterior, the home is an excellent example of how a historic property can become highly energy efficient. While the HPC does not look at the interior buildings, this is an excellent case study of how it is possible to improve historic buildings for energy efficiency, and I thought it would take just a few minutes to show off some of that effort. So here's some photos of the exterior and then some of the interior work. These photographs show the changes to the interior walls, adding insulation and thermal breaks to create a better barrier to the outside elements. The home was the site of a couple of community events presenting information about how a historic home could be retrofitted for energy efficiency. And here's the architect in the bottom left-hand photo, and live over here, speaking to the group about the renovation and his design on how to move forward. And then the bottom right photo is a finished photograph of the interior of the building. I had the pleasure of visiting the home tonight in person and seeing it fully furnished, and it is stunning to be in the building on the inside. So here's the house after the exterior rehabilitation. What you can't see from this photograph is that there's an addition at the rear, which is a seamless design to the structure. The jury was highly impressed with the extent of the work here. While the jury only looked at the exterior, Russell Colby, the planner from St. Charles, was able to attend one of the community events at the home, and he was aware of the extent of the efforts to make the home energy efficient. Some of the jury's comments included, "What a huge undertaking, exceptional work, a beautiful job tying the addition into the original home. Who did the weeping mortar? Great job." So I'd like to present the awards to Ernie and Sheila Mahappy, Tom Bassadilli, Tad Hemming, and Steve Patzer. If you'll come up, please.
It depends if they want to shake my hand. That's I feel bad. I was the one driving in the driveway all the time, peeking in the windows, thinking, oh, this is cool. This is awesome.
Do you want your picture taken with the mayor?
Sure.
It's a loaded question.
Okay.
Thank you.
May I ask you to line up under the city seal?
Let's follow Carlos. conservation rules.
Microphonery.
Saved a place. This house, under no circumstances, would have been preserved if there hadn't been rules on this house. It was a tear down, probably should have been torn down for what we had to put into it. But it is beautiful today, and it's preserved for another 100 years. And it really is only because of those rules that house was saved. And the second thing is that all of these wonderful old houses that we renovate around here leak like a sieve in terms of energy. And this was in part a community project to show methods or try methods that we could use to make this thing work. This house came out at 62% of current. It consumes energy at 62% of current built-to-code structures. So it is remarkably energy efficient and very, very comfortable. Remember, it's close to the railroad, and it's quiet. So there were numbers of things that were done here, and I do hope that people who renovate in the future will consider some of these ideas and seek out these people who've learned how to do it. So thank you very much.
Our next award is for the two-story addition at 418 South 6th Street. This is the home of Paul and Mary Agnes Zellmer. Paul was also the architect for the project. R.C. Nelson Custom Homes was the builder. The project was a two-story addition at the rear of the historic home. In the opinion of the jury, the feat that was accomplished here was that the addition was designed to fit in at the back of the home. The home sits on a large site with this open yard, as you can see in the bottom photograph. An addition built into that yard would have taken away from the overall character of the home and of the block who enjoy the openness of the yard. Jury's comments included, "Nice job, I have to go and see it." And when arriving, that same person said, "Oh, yes, the addition's location and design are very compatible to the historic home. This is how it should be done." Paul Zellmer, can you come up? And is your builder here as well?
I know he's
not. Okay. Our next award goes to the exterior rehabilitation project at 622 James. And the property was owned at that time by Paul Speck and Veronica Heaton. The work included the removal of the second-story sleeping porch that was put on the front of the structure, repair of wood siding, repair of wood windows, and restoration of the one-story front porch. In these photos, you can see the removal of the sleeping porch and rebuilding of the porch. And then here is the home before and after. In addition to the extensive exterior work, extensive interior work was also completed as a gut rehab and changing of the structure from a three-unit to a single-family property. So Paul and Veronica, can you come forward? The jury comments on this were, "Wow, taking off a later addition has changed the whole house, and very nice."
Small world, Mr. Sebeck. Mr. Sebeck did my addition on Lincoln Avenue. And, of course, Mrs. Heaton, your daughter is always one of my favorite people. We still miss her to this day. And all of you know that Mrs. Heaton's daughter was famous. Glorious and beautiful, interesting. Yeah, it's a good work, man. I live about 2 blocks in this joint. Remember I came to visit that day? That's right. Yeah, I stole some stuff. Okay. Sold the day before hit the market. $150,000.
Our next award goes to this exterior rehabilitation project at 1403 South Street. While the building is not located in the historic district, it's built in 1855, certainly meeting the 15-year rule. However, the property owner, Gail Mavrogenis, chose to repair the historic wood windows to the home rather than replace. I know that Mrs. Mavrogenis is not present, but Frank Rojas, the contractor, is present. Frank, will you come forward?
School board too.
This is first three awards tonight.
She's deceased.
How do you score this?
Wow.
And this award goes to the exterior rehabilitation at 501 South Street. This is home to George Mavrogenis. So the jury looked at these completely blindly, didn't know that the two Mavrogenises, husband and wife, their projects would actually come to win awards. Mr. Rojas was also the contractor on this, and Mr. Mavrogenis can't join us tonight, but the jury comments on this was, it was a lot of work to repair these windows. These windows are stunning. Want to come forward, Frank?
Okay. Frank, that home there looks a lot like Don Cummings' summer home. Really well done.
Okay.
Frank, Don?
I'm not sure that I have a
summer home.
Don't encourage. So moving on to commercial structures, the building at 33 South 3rd Street underwent exterior rehabilitation. The project included new storefront systems as well as rebuilding the arched wall that faces James Street. Here the top two photographs show the building before rehabilitation, and then the bottom two show the project in progress and after completion. The jury comments were, rebuilding the arched wall was a major feat. And so we have awards for Dan Marshall and Chris Baldwin. I think Mike Simon's the property owner, and he's not able to join us tonight. So, our next award is for the exterior rehabilitation at 223 West State Street. This project was more of an unveiling, but a highly noticed unveiling for a prominent building on State Street. Once the post office, as you can see in the upper photograph on the left, this building was nicely covered with paneling over the years. And so you can see some of the unveiling. We have in the top right is 1999, and then bottom left is 2010 to 20, the work that was done in 2010, taking the paneling off. And then the property owner repaired the brick and then repaired the storefronts as well. So it's a great job here. The jury comments, everyone should say, wow, that's incredible. So Andy Faville, Julie Faville, and Ken Hines, can you come forward, please? Next up, we have the work that was done at the United Methodist Church, and their project included removing the Lexan, which is the plastic paneling that was covering the stained glass windows, and repairing and repainting the window frames. In this day and age, a lot of churches are struggling to survive, so it's especially great to see the care this congregation has extended towards the building. Here you can see a historic photograph, a photograph showing the Lexan on the windows, and more detailed photographs showing that its removal really highlights the wonderful pattern of the glass work. And then here's an overall before and after photograph. So we have representatives of the United Methodist Church here, and the contractor was Neil Vogel of Restoric LLC. The jury comments included, how could you not give an award to that? This type of work is unusual for most churches these days. Incredible work. So will you please come forward? In this year's awards program, we had three honorable mentions. And to start out the honorable mentions, we have 418 South Fifth Street. This project included the enclosing of the front portico. While a small project, its design is very sympathetic with the home. And the jury comments, this project is done very well. So we have Julie Hughes, which is the property owner, and Tom Ritchie, who's the contractor. If you'll come forward, please. Next project is at the First Congregational Church of Geneva. This project including creating a new entrance into the building on the west side. Two windows were utilized here. One was turned into the new door, and then the window above it was bricked in. It's a subtle change to the elevation, as the awning design covering the doorway was replicated for the new doorway. The jury comments said, well designed with great attention to detail. And we have Lindley Buchanan, Craig Burgess, Dale Malone, Tim Nelson was the architect, and Bob Nomolini from Insight Construction here. You'll come forward.
Lindley guess I'll take a look at that.
You'll take one more, Craig? That's you?
Yes, thank you.
Dale?
Good God, don't you got them all mixed up?
Hang on, Sam. That's Tim.
We're trying to pull the church service here, Mr. Mayor.
Tim, that's you.
So much for separation. I mean, this guy, he's only been an architect like an hour and a half, man. So it's like all over town. Beautiful homes have changed.
They move, they come.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say a few words. Mayor Rags, members of the council, and Carla, it was an absolute pleasure working with the City of Geneva through this project. Eric Nelson from the Building Department, Randy Miller and his crew from the Water Department were all very, very helpful in helping us along with this project. And I would just like to thank them very much for making the process as easy as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. And the final award tonight is for this project completed at 808 Forest. Again, this structure was not in the historic district, but a project of note on this older structure. The exterior rehabilitation included window repair, rebuilding of the entry portico, and siding. And the jury commented on great work on a home outside of the historic district. Let's see, the awards will go to Frank Rojas and Stu and Stephanie Gergens.
Frank, do it again, man.
So I talked to Stephanie earlier. I guess she wasn't able to make it after all. So, in conclusion, congratulations to all of the winners of this year's Historic Preservation Awards. Old places have a story, and thank you for your dedication and hard work in continuing to tell that story. Thank you.
Everybody gone? What is this?
No, God.
All right.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna continue the meeting. Why do I? I'm not gonna gavel.
Why do I get the feeling you've lost control?
I don't know. I still have a quorum. I got four. I got Dean's here. Dorothy's. We still have a meeting. We got half an agenda to get through. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to go fast. All right. Item 5A. Item 5, items of business. That was not business, I guess. Item A, recommend approval of a request by Geneva Chamber of Commerce for use of city services. Street closures for Geneva Fine Arts Fair, July 27th through 29th. Do I have Alderman Hill
second.
Second? Alderman Singer, all in favor?
Aye.
5B, recommend approval of request by Cultural Arts Commission to waive transient merchant licenses and use of public right-of-ways / closure of 3rd Street between Campbell and James for Shakespeare performance on July 21st, 2012.
So moved.
Alderman Hill, do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Brown, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Hey, Vic, what's the play?
Merry Wives of Windsor.
Are you in it?
Yes.
Are you one of the Merry Wives?
No. I tried out for that part, I just didn't. I couldn't swing my hips good enough.
There we go. 5C, recommend approval of use of public right-of-way and city services for Fox River Trail Runners Summer Sunset Family Night 5K Run on July 25th, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Kilburg, Alderman Cummings, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, may the chair also show that I voted aye for both item A and B. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. 5D, recommend approval of use of public parking spaces June 10th, 2012 for Tour de Cure bike ride. Alderman Hill?
Second.
Alderman Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 5E, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of intergovernmental agreement with Kane County for recycling of used electronic equipment.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Where and when will that
can
be?
Can comment? Yeah.
Okay. A comment? I'm sorry. Director Dinges.
Yes, what this will be is a container that will be placed at Public Works. So residents will be allowed, you know, during normal business, 7 to 3:30. They can come.
Where would the container be at?
We're trying to figure out where it'll go, but probably somewhere near, like, the mulch bin along the fence.
Okay.
So that they can come in, drop off their electronics, and go on. And then once it gets filled, we call, make a call. They come pick up the electronics and drop off a new bin. So it seems like a good program. I've talked to Batavia, who's been doing it, and they said there's been no issues, and they're actually collecting a little bit of revenue, so it's a good thing.
Is this basically the same electronics we used to have to take out to the fairgrounds, right, and they would collect it?
It's the same program. The county still has that program, but it's only once a month.
Absolutely.
This will allow 5 days a week, so it would be more convenient for the residents.
Old computers, old TVs, old
correct
VCRs, 8-track decks.
Right.
You
remember 8-track?
Alderman Hill.
Will you have staff on duty at all, or is it just a bin that is sit there and somebody can dump their TV into it?
It'll be, we'll see how it goes. Batavia said that initially they had someone there, but they've let it go where they just leave the fenced area open during their normal work hours.
Yes.
People drop off the material and leave, the no checking in or at all. So yeah, we're hoping that our program would be the same way.
I know you've had loss of the mulch program when it was open over the weekend in the past, I guess. And
right, and that's why I think
it closed in. But is there any reason to think that somebody will steal the broken TV sets out of this?
So what?
I suppose they could, but
yeah, I guess they could. Some people will wonder why it's not open on the weekend, so I thought I'd ask the question before they called you.
Right.
But it makes sense, especially at the outset, to see how it goes.
And we can keep it monitored that way if it's only open when the gates open, which is 7 to 3:30. So.
Fine. Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a great idea. And are you going to put this list up on
right
website? Or
what will in order? It'll probably go into effect in June because the county needs to also approve the agreement, which will happen later this month once we both have approved it. Then they'll order the container, and they're telling me that in June we should get that container, and then we'll be able to post. We'll do announcement here once we have it in place.
And the utility
on the website, yeah, all that
great
stuff.
I think it's a great idea.
Alderman Kilburg.
Could you explain the revenue piece? I know that the county collected on electronics that were dropped off. This is probably 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know if they're still collecting, and there's a fee for TVs, computers, et cetera, that they charged at that time. Are they still collecting a fee?
No. Right now they have their program, other than this new program that is they're trying to get to the different municipalities, is that I think it's the first Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday
of the month at the circuit clerk's office. And they collect the recyclables. It's free of charge. You're supposed to be a King County resident. People drop it off. And
so, you know, the revenue would come from the recycling. In other words, they would sell to the recyclers. I know that they recapture a lot of copper out of
of this. I know that tribasic copper chloride is one of the reclaimed items from a lot of this electronic equipment. Is that where the revenue comes from, and the county would share that with us?
That's exactly where it comes from. Okay. Sims is the company that does the takes the material and then puts it out for recycling. They pay per pound. It's a contract that the county has with them, and then the county will issue the check.
Essentially, is it graded? Because it could have, you could have quite a mix and match of electronics.
Right.
In other words, is it evaluate, or are they some type of a grading?
Yeah, they have it based on pounds for TVs, monitors, computers, printers, household appliances, and that type of stuff.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No. Okay. Did we get approval of this?
Yes.
We did? All right. 5F. Recommend draft resolution authorizing bid award and contract in the amount of $100,670 to Corset Structural Steel for fabrication and installation of maintenance access platforms and stairs at Geneva Generation Facility. Alderman Marks, do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Kilburg, any questions? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you look into the possibility of renting lift-alofts instead? Because I know they rent for reasonable prices per month.
Yes, we've looked at that.
It just wasn't reasonable?
It was not reasonable to get to some of these spots.
Thank you.
Alderman Sanger.
What interests me is this product that is being done is something that could not have been foreseen when the project was first incorporated?
I can generally say it this way. Most power plants, they're built to run, not to maintain. Mm-hmm. And this plant needed some additional work to make it easy to maintain. And this is one of them.
I see. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions? Nope. All in favor of item F?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item G, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of easement agreement at 935 and 945 Batavia Avenue in relation to underground electric installation.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Marks. Any questions? Nope. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak to that issue now that it's voted upon and approved?
Yes, sir.
It needs to be noted that Mr. Buffington and his team have, which they often and always, I should say correction, which they always do, but this is a particularly good example of working hand-in-hand with the neighbors to ensure that a project not only enhances the aesthetic appeal of their neighborhood, but also continues to serve the greater good. And I've been in meetings with Mr. Buffington and others regarding this project, and it's just delightful to see it come to fruition. So, Mike and Dan, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, well done. Well done.
Thank you. 5H, recommend draft resolution for improvement of municipality under Illinois Highway Code Section 00-00087-01-CH.
I move that we do what we're required to do anyway.
I'll second that. Fair enough. Excuse me. Any questions about what we're required to do? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Draft resolution for improvement by municipality under Illinois Highway Code Section 90-00065-00-FP.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Kilburg, Alderman Flanagan. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Recommend draft resolution for improvement by municipality under Illinois Highway Code Section 93-00070-00-RS.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks and Alderman Singer. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Are we going to get every section of Illinois code here? Recommend draft resolution for improvement by municipality under Illinois Highway Code Section 94-00076-00-PV.
So moved.
Alderman Flanagan. Alderman Cummings. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? One more. Draft resolution for improvement by municipality under Illinois Highway Code Section 97. We skipped 95 and 96. 97-00-88-00-FP.
So moved.
Alderman Marks.
Second.
Alderman Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item M, recommend draft resolution declaring default in the construction and on-site land improvements for Prairie Ridge Townhomes and demand for payment of same.
Second.
Alderman Hill and Alderman Flanagan. Comments, questions? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed that the amount is different from, I guess there's $167,000, blah, 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 but there was apparently the amount that was really being held was somewhere in the range of a larger figure, and this was a pay down, or there is no money left in the coffers, so
right.
You say?
What happens is when a subdivision first comes in, there's an engineer's estimate that's put together for all the public improvements.
Oh,
and that
I
was
see.
The million-plus number. That included water, sewer, electric, all that stuff. That stuff was completed. So as a developer completes those things, they ask for a drawdown of that letter of credit.
I understand.
We went through and did the acceptances on those and reduced it down, and we held on to the remaining portions that remain today. So we're asking to collect that and complete the work ourselves.
And hopefully it'll be completed
this summer.
Thank you.
Are we losing anything on it in the end?
Are we losing anything? Right now we're working with our contractor that is doing the street program to do the work. I haven't looked at the numbers as far as when the subdivision is quite a few years old at this point, so prices are a little bit up, but we still feel that the dollar amount that remains, we can get the work that we need to get done completed. So
by our people, we're working with our contractor.
With right.
Thank you.
Alderman Singer.
Hope you can.
My question was asked and answered, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of item M?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. Brings us to new business. Any member of the committee have new business? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to kind of bring up the honoring the first century of, sidewalk plaque program, because I don't think we made any comments to Mr. Stanton or to Gene Gaines, and I thought it was appropriate that I at least make some kind of comment, because I think it was a great program, and I think you should continue to move forward on it. And I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I thought I should make some sort of comment saying yay or nay, or give them some direction, or telling them that they're going to doing a good job. So I think it's a great program. So thank you. Oh, and I have one more. I know that the centennial is City Hall centennial is this Saturday. It also is Geneva Beautification Summer Planting. So I encourage everybody to come out, 8 o'clock. If you don't have a garden, come to the post office. We'll give you a garden to work on. And then afterwards, come to this centennial. I'm sure no one really cares how you're going to – I'm sure you'll fit into the photo nicely. You don't have to go home and take a shower. So, you know, you'll fit in quite nicely, and you could take – a tour of the City Hall. So I encourage everybody to come out on Saturday. It's going to be a busy day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other new business? Nope. All right. I guess we'll move on to adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Good night, everybody.